All right, I mentioned before the break, a listener, Michael, tweeted us on the subject of Corey Jelks. I heard from the guys at Tiger Minor League Report that he has trouble on breaking pitches. I actually asked him about it on their live chat Monday night. And that might be an explanation. They think when he gets up here, he'll just get force-fed breaking pitches and won't be able to come through. But for what it's worth.
Yeah, I understand that. But the OPS is over 1,000 against lefties. Then he's going to have to learn how to hit a breaking pitch, I guess. But nobody's just going to throw him nothing but breaking pitches.
Well, I mean, it's one of those deals. It feels like Jamai is right now having problems with every pitch.
Well, that's the other side of it. I'm just looking for a solution.
It really, to me, it's less about the philosophy. It's just wondering if the diminishing returns with Jamai, it's not going to change. But as people always ask us, why do they? Well, there's his why. When will they change? Feels like that might be coming soon. Feedback coming in here. The AJ Hinch comment that jumped out to me regarding his pinch hitting was, we're trying not to get caught up in the results. WTF, AJ, that's literally the entire point. That's from Nate Royal Oak. Well, I think what he's saying is,
there's more to it than just the bottom line.
It's here's the logic. It's been solid for us in the past. It hasn't worked as much. So we're not going to change it because we think it'll turn. But you know what? If it doesn't, then he'll go down with the ship. It's like Dan Campbell's fourth down decisions. It's a big part of his coaching DNA. And so he's going to do it, and he's going to continue to do it. The way we've seen some guys correct at the plate, I think he's betting that his pinch hitters will correct too. But we'll see. Doesn't it seem like there's always a go-to excuse about minor league players? Cam wasn't a good fielder and stuff like that, so they don't bring guys up. That's from Gary at work. Is it an excuse, or is that literally what every organization does? They call guys up when they've proven that they can play in a way that would allow them to be successful at the major league level, right?
Right. Particularly somebody you're counting on, right?
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Gator, you should try the BK Impossible Whopper. It's surprisingly good. I'm not a veggie burger guy, but I really like it. In the States, that's from Ontario Mark. So he says you should try the Impossible Whopper.
Not going to happen.
No?
No.
Come on, man.
Why bother if you I can have the regular Whopper?
You might be surprised.
Why bother?
By the way, I was looking at the news yesterday, and I don't understand this. Massive news in the world of sports. Patrick Mahomes signed a contract that will pay him over $500 million.
Was his last contract like that?
It was $400 million or something. Now he's over $500 million.
Was it $64 million a year?
That's what it averages out to. The guys at SpotTrack got a hold of, well, they've estimated what they think is going to happen. And what this is, it's converting salary into signing bonus. Do you know what they estimate the highest cap hit to be?
No.
$34 million.
What?
How is that possible?
I don't. This is why I say you got cap space out of thin air. You always have it. You're never really against it because you can find ways to manipulate the cap. And if I had been more adept in mathematics, this is where I would have. This is where you should go into a business, because if you can figure out how to manipulate the cap, you're a good man or woman. You're going to go far.
I feel as though at some point we should. I need to go back to school. I need to go back to college, and I need to figure out the cap. So that's my next thing I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go back to college and learn. Is there a cap class? I need to take a cap class to understand how that's possible. Now, maybe their estimates are wrong. Maybe when they get the numbers. Kang, do you have any idea how he can have a deal over $500 million, but the highest cap hit is going to be $34 million?
Nope, and that's why I don't have that job. Because if I did, then I would apply for a job as well. Yeah, Gator, you're right. If we knew how this, that's why those guys, they're very important for teams, right? The capologist guy, that guy is really, really important. And if they figured out how to do it, and it's not against any rules, then they're going to continue to do that.
I just don't know how it's possible. How it's possible. Now, personally, do I think Patrick Mahomes' best years might be behind him? Yeah, I actually do. And I think what happens in sports oftentimes, if players get paid for what they've done, and not what they're going to do next. I wonder post-knee injury if there's going to be diminishing returns with Patrick Mahomes.
I think there will be. I look, guys get older, they get hurt more often, and then they start to decline. It doesn't mean he still can't play at a high level.
Right.
I fully expect to play at a high level. And it's obvious that they're trying to win as much as they can the next couple of years here. And that's what this does. When you redo a contract, it means you free up money in the short term so they can go out and get players to win now. And that's exactly what they're going to try to do.
Yep. But I guess we'll see how it plays itself out. In the meantime, we played the Dan Campbell soundbite in the update there, saying there's no setbacks with Brian Branch and they're feeling decent about his progress. Is an organization and a team that could use some good luck on the injury front, that would be some nice luck to have, is to have him come back. I'm worried about diminishing returns coming off an Achilles. That's the new knee. That's a hard thing to come back from. And I'm concerned that the Achilles also will you get diminishing returns of Brian Branch.
Well, I understand that too. And look, when you hear that there's no setbacks, that's all you really can expect to hear at this point. Just no setbacks.
And we didn't have Kang with us yesterday. Kang, you had your daughter's last day of school picnic, correct?
Yeah, for the youngest one, and the other one just had her last day of school for the year. So both were done yesterday, yeah.
And how'd that go, being a dad on duty?
Oh, it was awesome. First of all, you just get to see the little one kind of, you know, graduate or whatever you want to call it. And then the other one gets off the bus and says, "I'm free." Were the two words she yelled when she got off the bus. Was funny to see. But it's a long school year. And I do want to give a shout out to all the teachers and all the teachers' aides and the administrative staff and even the bus drivers, because I feel like it's one of the most undervalued, underappreciated jobs in society. And, you know, we'd like to give a little, like, you know, thank you card with like a gift card or something like that to, you know, all the people that helped basically help raise your children, you know, which is like the most important asset we have. Right. So I just do want to give a shout out to all the people that worked in the school this year. Good year. And we'll see you after the summer.
Well, two things. I'm free as they get off the bus is such a kid move. And Gator, I have a feeling like that's something you would have yelled back in the day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did think I may have actually uttered those exact words.
And secondly, I know my wife appreciates the sentiment, her being a school teacher. And yes, it's a profession that is undervalued, underrewarded. Sounds self-serving, but it's true.
Have you seen the video where it's last day of school, this kid's getting off the bus, and his dad is waiting in the driveway for him? But his dad's got his buddies with him, and they're dressed up like a metal band, and they're playing "Schools Out" by Alice Cooper.
No,
just to embarrass
great.
The kid. It's amazing.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to our crew down here. We'll do it again tomorrow. Tiger Baseball is coming up next here on 97.1. Oh, you said 30 seconds. I thought you said 10 seconds. We had clock issues down here today, so that means I get to say stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect.
Hey.
Now we got Tiger Baseball coming up next. Here on 97.1, Tigers try and win the series against the Twins.